Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this February Sunday. This is the seventh Sunday after Epiphany. We are still in the season or until we reach Lent. God has given us another day to live in this world, which is a blessing. Not for our sake, but for the sake of God's kingdom and for the blessing of this world. So our life is a gift from God to bless this world. Every day is a gift, and let's be thankful for that. Let us also be thankful that God has given us this opportunity to gather here and also online to worship together. It is not because of our merits, only because of God's grace that He chose us to be His children. So let us be thankful for that. And we know that it's not too many people here today. We have some online. Let us worship God together, as He has given this opportunity here to do His work in this community. The announcements as listed are listed on the second page in the bulletin, if you want to turn with me on that. The regular announcements, I don't want to go through all of them one by one. You know about the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. Please make sure you donate that in cash or in kind. The Joy in the Journey book is still available for sale. And our mailing address is listed there, particularly for those who are remote. The cooking class in April and also the art class, we will discuss that as the Sundays to come, because we will not be here a couple of those Sundays. So we'll talk to Wayne when he comes back and we discuss some of the future plans. And I don't know, the third Thursday luncheon didn't go anywhere.
I can't go.
You
I
can.
I had an appointment with my tax preparer. That was the one day
okay.
He picked, but I couldn't.
Okay, so we'll do that in April or March if we can, and let's see if we can gather here there on the lunch fellowship. Our attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayers. Let us pray for the church and the future activities of the church. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements that anyone else have? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 140. Great is thy faithfulness. If you are able, please stand. 140.
Thy change has not thy compassion.
Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear fullness and to cheer and to fear. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine, be 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children to worship you and adore you. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to this world to die for us so that we could be called your children. And also we can come and call you Father regardless of our situations in our life. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. Help us, Lord, to worship you today, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and the angels in heaven. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, and open our hearts and our minds to receive your power as we worship together, Lord. Thank you again for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, our health and strength in our bodies, our clothing, our shelter, our food, and everything that you provide us, Lord. Even before we ask for them, Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy every day. Help us, Lord, today to humble ourselves before you, to receive your word as we go from this place so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. Thank you for joining us together again. Bless those who could not join here today and also online. We pray that your presence be with all of them, wherever they are, particularly the ones who are sick in their bodies and also struggling with various illnesses and problems. Bless them also with your presence. Be with us today. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we can have a greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. I wanted to introduce Susan McKeown. She is one of our neighbors of this church. She'll be playing piano for us, guest.
Jane.
Hi.
She's very good, by the way.
Oh, okay,
thank you. Piano tuned, she's excellent.
Yeah, she has been a teacher in college.
She's excellent.
Music teacher in college for years.
Thank you, I'm glad to be here.
And he's a member of the First United Methodist Church, and I'm glad to have you known her through online. Thanks for joining us. And good morning, all of you online too, again.
Good morning.
Okay, now we'll have the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 111, verses 1 through 10. It's on page 832 in the blue hymnal book. If you are able, please stand. Page 832.
Praise the Lord.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, stirred by all who have pleasure in them.
Full of honor and majesty are the works of the Lord, whose righteousness endures forever.
Who have caused his wonderful works to be remembered, the Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord provides food for the faithful and is ever mindful of his covenant.
The Lord has shown his people the power of his works by giving them the heritage of the nations.
The works of the Lord's hands are faithful and just. The precepts of the Lord are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
The Lord sent redemption to his people and has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and wondrous is God's name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding.
The praise of the Lord endures forever. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come together and share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that God gives us. And also it's a time to share our prayers of concerns and burdens and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So that is what the promise of God is, and we trust in that promise as we go to God in prayer. If you turn with me to the back of the bulletin, some of the prayer requests are listed there for your regular prayers. Please keep this list on your prayer desk or refrigerator or wherever you can be reminded of, so that you can pray for these people and these items listed there. Some of the things that I wanted to call out from this list is continue to pray for Penny. She's back home. She's feeling much better. Hopefully she will be able to join us soon, sooner than we thought. Amen. Thanks be to God for that. Martha, and I know you have joined online. Are you feeling okay? How is Rich?
Rich is much better. I was able to get my chemo in. I'm having some side effects from it, but I'm doing good.
Okay, we'll keep you in our prayers, and you, and Rich as well. I know Wayne and Carol have joined. Carol, you can speak, so you can say how things are going. You can unmute. You have to unmute. Can you unmute, Wayne? You're on here now.
Pastor, Wayne is doing much better. He's actually acting like his old cranky self, so we know he's on the way to the Lord.
He'll be much better. Yeah, yeah. He's quiet now. That is good for you now. So we'll keep in our prayers, and hopefully we can join together next Sunday. That's what Wayne was telling me. Let me know how things go. Okay. All right. Thanks. Rich Hartshorn, is he back home? Robert, do you know?
I haven't talked to him since Friday. Yeah, he's back, definitely back home.
Okay.
And I don't know how he's doing. He's probably doing fine. Maybe Lou knows more because Lou talks to Cheryl.
He's doing good.
Oh, he's doing good. Okay. He was with COVID. And he's back home, and I knew he was coming home this week.
Yep.
So let's thank God for that healing from COVID. Yeah, please continue to pray for Ian McGee as he's deployed overseas. Let us pray for his safety, and also let us be thankful for the services for our military and also his services to the country. Glad that Miss Lou is back after her travel.
Thank God for the safe trip there and back.
All right, thank God for that. Continue to keep Bob Donald in our prayers, as he's in an assisted facility now. How is Jean? The prayer.
Well, I talked with her this morning, and it's the same every time.
It's the same. She can get out.
She's just dizzy. It's hard to stand up by herself. Walk. She's afraid she'll fall.
Okay. I'm sure that girls are going taking care of also.
Oh,
now.
Yes.
Yeah. That is good to have them.
She wants anything, she calls.
Okay, that's good. Okay, thank you, Linda, for joining today, and we keep you in our prayers.
Amen.
As well as you are going through the grief. And Let us continue to pray for our service workers, police, military, fire, our grocery clerks, delivery people, mailmen, I mean, you name it. A lot of people are working day and night in this pandemic, risking their lives. So let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, keep them and their families in our prayers for their safety as well. Amen. We continue to pray for our nation, for peace, and also for the nation's leaders, our president and vice president, and all the leaders, congressmen, governors, and also world leaders, particularly China and Russia, so that they can work together and bring peace to this world, particularly during this time of talk about war and stuff like that. Let God bring His peace, and also the wisdom that they can do the right thing. So let us keep all those world leaders in our prayers, and our own leaders as well. Yeah, continue to pray for Guillermo. I have gotten a text from Liliana. He's not really doing well. So they are looking for somebody to be home as a home nurse. So keep her also in our prayers. She is still working, and with all these things going on with her husband, keep both of them in our prayers. That's all I have to call out from this list. There, anybody else have anything to add? Yes, Robert.
Yeah, my neighbor directly across the street, Jane, she came down with pancreatic cancer. She's going to be at Emory University for several weeks.
So that was Robert sharing prayer requests for his neighbors, Jane, who has pancreatic cancer, and the family of Jan, who passed away this past week. Please keep them in our prayers. So if there are no other special call-outs, it's also Harry is getting much better, so we'll keep you in our prayers for your continued treatment. So keep Harry also in our prayers.
Let's pray for our military.
Military, yeah.
Ukraine.
Yeah, I just mentioned that earlier.
Pray they don't start a war.
So if there are no other special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. Then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us go to God in prayer now. The scripture says in Romans chapter 8, Paul says that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up us for all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children, so that we can worship you and also share our prayers of blessings and concerns together as a family. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world, Lord, along with all the blessings that come with it, the good health and strength you have given us in this body, every day that you provide us with all the basic needs that we need and we take for granted. It is all because of your grace and mercy only, and not because of our merits. We thank you for that. Help us, Lord, to be always grateful for everything that we receive from you, so that we can be a blessing to others, to share our blessings with others when we live in this world. Also, we come before you with our concerns and our burdens as well, Lord. You are the one who created us, and you are the source of all good things, and you desire only good for us, Lord. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns before you. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit in various ways. Especially we lift up those who have been remembered here by name today through our prayer sharing. We thank you for the continued progress with Penny's health. Be with her, Lord, and strengthen her body that she can come back again and worship with us together. We thank you for the continued presence and healing for Wayne, and be with him as he's planning for the next surgery on March 10. Bless him, Lord, with complete recovery and healing. Pray for the doctors and nurses who do the procedures. Bless them with your wisdom, and so that he can be restored completely back to normal. We thank you for the healing for Richard Hartson, Bless him also with your continued healing and presence, and bless the family with your peace. We thank you for Martha and Rich. Be with Martha particularly as she is going through some of the chemo reactions. Bless her, Lord, so that she can be get back to normal very soon, Lord. We pray for Guillermo and Liliana as Guillermo is going through his chemo treatment. Bless them with all the things that they need, particularly they're looking for a care at home. Provide for the right resources, Lord, and we pray for Guillermo to be at peace, that your healing hand will touch him. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and for Liliana as well. We pray for Ian McGee as he is deployed overseas. Bless him with your presence, and we pray for his safety. We pray that you will be with him and give him the peace that he needs as he is doing the mission that he's assigned to do there. We pray for Jean McBrayer. Bless her with your presence, Lord, especially as she's struggling with her bodily weakness. We pray for strength in her body, that she can get up by herself. We pray for your continued presence with her. Above all, we pray for peace in her family and also in her life and also in her family's lives. We pray for Bob Donald. We pray that you will give him the strength, especially during this time in the assisted facility, to adjust with the new circumstances and also the plans that they are planning for him to move back to Mississippi. Bless him, Lord, and bless his family. We pray for your guidance in the future of his move to Mississippi. We thank you again for your travel mercies with Miss Lou. Thank you for bringing her back. Bless her and also her family with your presence and comfort. We pray for Robert's neighbors, particularly Jane, who has pancreatic cancer. Be with her. Touch her with your healing hand, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace that passeth all understanding will fill her hearts and minds and also the family. We pray for the family of Jan, who passed away this week. We pray for your comforting presence with that family as well. And also we pray for Joshie and family who are also grieving at his death. We pray that at her death, his wife's death. We pray for your presence in that family and also bless them with your peace. We lift up all the world leaders at this time into your hands, particularly our president, our leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and world leaders who make decisions about wars and other things around the world. We pray for your work in them, Lord, that they will do the right things and driven by the wisdom of God and not by human spirit. We pray for your guidance that there will not be a war and we bring peace to this world through this, Lord. We pray for our president also, give him the wisdom and the strength in his body and in his spirit. We thank you for all of our service workers, our military, our police, fire, our grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, many, many others who are working day and night, especially during this pandemic. We pray for their safety. We pray for their families. Bless them, Lord, with their grace. And we thank you for their services as well. Lord, we bless us today, Lord, bless us today as we come before you so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. Bless us with your word as we share the word. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us and fill us with the power so that we can go from this place and be your powerful witnesses in the days to come. Yes. Help us, Lord, with your presence so that we can be humbled by your presence. Yes. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the Holy Spirit. Yes. Bless each and every one of us according to our needs. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering, please. Thank you. Let's stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Scripture says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We understand that you call us to be stewards of your abundance and caretakers of your many blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. We pray for all those who were able to give today and also those who could not give today. Cover them with your love, Lord, and protect them and help us, Lord, to be more faithful in our giving, our witnesses, in our presence and our time that we spend for your kingdom. May this offering be used for your glory and the blessing of this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed in and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis and how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience as power, also life and spirit. Bless us, Lord, as we come before you and open our hearts and our minds and illumine our souls so that we can see the spiritual truths behind your words, and help us to have a humble and obedient spirit so that whatever you command us to do, to obey those and to receive them with humility. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have been discussing and talking about the ministry of Jesus for the last several Sundays, and we saw how Jesus calmed the seas and the storms and the waves in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the lake that they found, the disciples found themselves in the middle of a storm. There are two different stories that we discussed in the last two Sundays. One of them was when Jesus was not with them in the boat. He was praying in the mountain. And the middle of night, the storms came raging and the disciples were afraid. And then Jesus came walking on the water. And we also saw how Peter jumped out and then started walking on the water. Eventually, Jesus had to rescue him from drowning. And then the next miracle that we saw was another storm that the disciples were in. At that time, Jesus was with them in the boat. That's what we discussed last Sunday, and he was sleeping in the boat. So what we learned from those things is that regardless of Jesus is in the boat or not, storms are going to come and hit you. A lot of times we think that, or people teach in many denominations and churches and religions, that when God is with you, everything is going to be good and dandy. Not necessarily. Even when God is with you, realities are going to hit us like storms. But the difference is, people who have God in their lives, is the difference is that they don't panic like the other people do, because God has given us the presence or his presence so that we can experience peace in our lives in the middle of the storm. A lot of times we pray for the storms to go away from us, which is a good thing. We can pray for that. Deliver me from this storm. But deliverance can be from the storm, or deliverance can be in the storm, in the middle of the storm. God chooses how to deliver his people regardless of how they come. He can deliver you from the storm, or he will deliver you in the storm. Just like the three young men who were put in the fiery furnace, we could have, you know, we naturally would pray for delivering us from the fire. We don't want the pain of the fire. But at the same time, God is a God who is going to be with you in the middle of the fire. So if he doesn't rescue or save you from the fire, you can rest assured that he will be in the fire with you, saving you in the fire. So we can experience the deliverance of God in many different ways in our lives. So no matter what happens in our lives, whatever storms come and hit us, God is going to be there in the middle of that with us, delivering us and not to perish. So in this situation, after this, right after this deliverance from the storm, after he calmed the storm and the seas, they actually went to the other side of the lake. Then they thought that they're going to have a peaceful day after this terror of night that they had to go through. Jesus was with them, and they learned a lot of lessons from Jesus about faith. And now they landed the other side of the lake, and problems do not end there. Now they have been faced with another problem. Even though the problem that now they come is not in the form of a wind and storm that you can see outside, but it's coming in the form of a person. It was coming to them as a storm, definitely from a person who was a maniac, a demoniac. That's what we read there. So suddenly the quiet waters that they experienced after calming the storm Now they are on the shore, but they were interrupted by this piercing scream from nowhere. Now they see a wounded man, naked man, and his eyes are wild and red maybe, and he had broken chains on his hands and his legs. And he is screaming and yelling and crying at the top of his voice and was running up towards them. Don't you call it another storm? That's another storm that they had to face. They didn't know what to do. Similarly, we have the same situations like we find ourselves in. So storms can come in many different ways. It can come from outside as elements of nature, or it can come from within as people, or within ourselves in many different ways. So Matthew, Mark and Luke, all three gospel writers write about this story, and John does not mention this story. But Gospel of Matthew refers to two men coming to them in this situation. So whatever their story is, I believe the commentators are saying that there are probably more than one man in that group, but only one of them probably started talking to Jesus, and Jesus was actually ministering to that one person and delivered all of them. This was not a familiar territory for the disciples, because this was particularly that the shore that they landed was not a territory of the Jews, majority of the Jews, because you see pigs in that area. So wherever Jews live, they don't raise pigs. Many of you know that. So this was not a territory that they're familiar with. See, the disciples were taken to an area of out of their comfort zone, the pagan territory, and they probably did not feel very fitting or very comfortable in that area, and particularly when they were faced with this demon-possessed man. So this man comes to them, and we read about this man as we come later on, we read about this man that he was living in the tombs. So he had no place to go, and he came to Jesus and asking him, "Why are you here, Son of God? What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" So he knew that something was going to happen when he saw the Son of God coming to him. Many times we think that we know Jesus, but the devil knows Jesus more than we do.
Amen.
Isn't that true? God, the devil knows the power of God more than many times we do. We claim that we are Christians, and we claim that we have God with us, and we claim that we have faith. But more than that, the devil also believes sometimes more than us. That's a problem, right? We need to take control of the situation. We ought to have the faith in God, that God is all-powerful, almighty. He can change anything, any circumstance in our lives, regardless of how great it seems. So as long as we are not afraid, God is going to be there with us, and He's going to rescue us. So this man recognized he was the Son of God, and he was going to do something about this situation, and he was screaming and crying at Jesus and saying, "What do you want with me, Jesus?" But Jesus already has decided, and we read that for Jesus had already said, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Many people have different opinions about evil spirits. The Bible talks about evil spirits, and there is the reality of devil and evil, because sometimes we do things that we don't like to do, right?
Amen.
You know, Paul says that very well in his letter. He's saying that I do the things that I do not like to do. Many of us do not want to do certain things, but we are controlled by some of the evil forces that take over our lives. And it can come in many different ways: selfishness, greed, and envy, and all kinds of different things. People do things out of their minds. So that's what I call the evil forces. So regardless of you believe in evil spirits or not, there are going to be realities where we do things out of our own control, beyond us, that we do not like to do. So this man, when he came to Jesus asked him, What is your name? That's what Jesus asked to this man. And the reply was that, my name is Legion. So what does that Legion mean? Definitely his name is not Legion. He said, I am Legion. Meaning a Legion is a word used in the Roman military, particularly, about a group of people, a particular group of soldiers. It can be anywhere from like 5,000 to 6,000 soldiers is called one legion. I think some of you know about the legions, about the military and things like that. So this man was asked what his name was, and he answered him that his name was Legion. He's not one person, but I am many. How many times that we find ourselves that we don't know who we are? When sometimes we are asked, what are you, or what are you? Tell me about you. So what do you tell them? I'm a Methodist. Or, you know, I belong to such and such a family. We try to hide our identity behind groups, which makes us hide our personality behind certain things. That's what this man was doing. When Jesus asked him about his name, instead of telling his name, he was saying that we are many. I'm not just one person. That's not what Jesus wants as an answer. Jesus is asking, what is your name? Remember the same question we talked about that about Jacob? Jacob changed his appearance and all of that same and went to his father to receive the blessings. We talked about that. And he acted as Esau, his brother. And when his dad was blind and he could not see, so he dressed up like his brother to receive the blessings from his father. You all know the story. And then his father asked him, what is your name? Who are you? He said, I am Esau, your son. He was not Esau, he was Jacob. He knew that. And he received the blessings. And then he went away from his family. He had to leave because his brother got angry and he was going to kill him. And then finally he found himself with nobody to help him and ultimately came to God and pleaded for help. And then God was asking him, what is your name? You can go and read that in Genesis. That's what God asks us. When you find yourself confused, when you find yourself not in good shape and lost everything that you trusted in and ultimately desperately come to God, God is going to ask you, what is your name? And what is going to be our answer? God has given us a name. Through his son Jesus Christ, we are all children of God. And we have one Father and Father in heaven. So when we find ourselves in the situations that threaten us, remember that we have an identity God has given us. Not a legion, not a Methodist church, not a group of identity that you can hide behind. We are children and our God. So that is what our identity is. This man lost his identity because he was controlled by the evil spirit. And he came to realize later on when Jesus healed him from the evil forces, he came to realize and he became normal and became an individual. God does not look at our group identity. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. It doesn't matter what family you belong to. It doesn't matter what background you have. God loves each of us individually. And he knows each of us by our name. And that is what the prophet Isaiah says, I know you by name. And I have called you by your name. Each of us is important before God uniquely. And this man was completely out of his mind and his power. He had to be restrained by chains. We see that there. And he even broke all of those metal chains that he was bound with. He was, the power of the devil, evil spirits were actually controlling him. And just as this demoniac under the control of sin, any man cannot control us. Like when we are under the forces of sin, we cannot properly control ourselves. And nobody could control us when we are, you know, we see that in our society a lot. People do a lot of things and no law or no military, no police can control them. But it is because of the evil powers that are taking over them. But only God can rescue them and deliver them from and free them from this power that they have been in control. And then he was always restless and he was continually crying, as we see that. He was night and day in the mountains and he was crying and he was living in the tombs. Many of us are like that, crying day and night, knowing not what is wrong with us. But God knows what is wrong with us. And as long as we have the faith in a God who knows what is going on in our lives, you don't have to be crying and screaming and upset. Many times our cries are more about self-pity, about pitying ourselves in a situation. Look at me, look at me. I am in a situation. You don't have to be like that. As children of God, God has a good plan for us and He's already laid out the plan to release you from the power of these storms that are coming to hit us. And He's already made the decision and told him for the demons to come out of him. And he was abandoned by all. The society didn't need him. The church didn't need him. The temple did not want him. That's what happens to us many times when we go out of our control and we find ourselves in situations beyond us. We find ourselves abandoned by everybody. Sometimes like Job, the man Job that we talked about before, he was abandoned by everybody. Even his wife told him to reject God and die. When we find ourselves abandoned and lonely and alone in situations like that, there is a Jesus who will come. And he will come and release us from those forces of loneliness and abandonment that we might be facing. Many times we are in our self-pity when we find ourselves lonely. But remember, God is with us. Regardless of how much pain that we are going through, He is there with us because He loved us so much that He sent His own Son to die for us. And He went through all the sufferings that you and I have been had to go through in this world. So He is going to be there in the midst of our suffering to suffer with us. So when we find ourselves in the situations of a storm, may it be a storm from outside or may it be a storm from the inside, there is going to be Jesus there who can release us from all of these different types of situations that we find ourselves in. As we come at the end of this story, we see a completely different man. He became a changed person after Jesus encountered this man. That's what happens when Jesus encounters anyone. You become a new creation. You become in the right mind. You know what happened to the society? Instead of being happy that the man got changed, they were worried about their pigs being drowned. So they asked Jesus to leave. Many times I consider that our society now. Leave from our schools. We don't want prayer.
Right. Amen.
Because we want to do whatever we want to do. When God is there, we can do everything. So what we do as a society, ask Jesus to leave. We like our pigs more than we like Jesus. We like our pigs more than a person being changed to a man who is in good spirits now. That's what happens to our society a lot. So let us be careful in our schools, in our society, wherever we find ourselves in. We need to bring God back in. And only God can change the situations, no matter how desperate we find ourselves. Not only in our individual lives, but also in our national lives, in our social lives. And the whole world now needs God more than ever. You know, even a little virus can change our situations in a moment like that. And now people are talking about war. Mm-hmm. We already had a war with this virus for 2-3 years now. Yes. We haven't found the end of that yet. Now we are talking about another war. We don't want that. But let us go to God in prayer together. That we pray that God will bring peace in our lives and also in this world. Because He is the God of peace. He can fill us with the peace that passeth all understanding. So let us go from this place with that peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 370 in the blue hymnal, Victory in Jesus. If you are able, please stand and join singing together, Victory in Jesus. People of God going out of this place, know that Jesus can calm any storm out there. He is greater than any powerful storm that you can ever face. So go in the peace knowing that He will be there with us no matter where the storm comes from. He can control the situations. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.